everybody. Welcome to the OETA Movie Club podcast. My name is Jeff Morave. I'm the director of the show. I'm here with the host, Robert Birch.
That's me.
That is him. So we are coming to you each week now on this new podcast. And we've only been doing it for a few weeks now. And, we're coming to you each week. We're going to discuss these movies that we show each Saturday. OETA Movie Club is on every Saturday at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then the following Friday, the movie repeats at 11 p.m. Yeah. 11 p.m. So this week's movie is the great classic Singing in the Rain from 1952.
Of all musicals, you know, there's West Side Story, Sound of Music, and Singing in the Rain, I think.
Yeah, now, and, you know, not to go off too much here at the beginning, but West Side Story was just redone.
Right.
Looks really good. I haven't seen it yet, but it looks really good. When are we going to get a Singing in the Rain remake?
Well, I don't know. Now, West Side Story, you know, there's an actress from Edmond who is in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This version of what is Steven Spielberg's West Side, Eloise Kropp, and she is really, really good. Yeah, she went to New York. She starred on Broadway almost right out of high school.
Wow.
She did On the Town, and then she was in the Broadway revival of Cats. And now she was in, I mean, she's really, her career is really taken off.
That's awesome. I had no idea. Yeah. But so back to Singing in the Rain.
Okay,
1952, great actors, great music, great everything. I mean, great set, great props, great, I mean, lighting. I mean, literally everything is just like top notch in this movie.
Well, and Gene Kelly, of course, you know, the perfectionist, you know, he didn't direct this. He wasn't in charge, but... he was, you know, instrumental in. I think he choreographed.
I was going to say, did he choreograph?
Choreographed all the dance numbers in this.
Yeah,
and you know, he's known as a perfectionist and a very, very cruel taskmaster. That you know, he would yell at the dancers, yell at Debbie Reynolds, who really this was one of her very first films.
Yeah,
and it's what made her a star.
Right. You were talking about 19 at the time, like living with her parents still.
She had to commute. She actually took 3 buses. Can you imagine? You know, a star. Well, she wasn't a star at the time. Nobody knew her.
Right.
So she's riding 3 buses to get into to MGM. And, you know, it took so long that a lot of times she would just sleep at the studio.
Right.
That, you know, one day after a really tough shoot with Gene Kelly, she was in a different soundstage where she was under the piano crying, and who finds her but Fred Astaire.
Oh, wow.
Another great, you know, MGM actor. And, you know, he gets her out of there, and he wipes away her tears and explains to her that, you know, it's tough now, but one day you will be thankful that, you know, you got such a great performance out of this.
Yeah. And she said later said that this along with childbirth were the two hardest things she ever had to do in her life. Was this dancing number with Gene Kelly, because he was just such a perfectionist. He was just very strict and not necessarily the nicest way of getting the things he wanted. But the outcome, obviously, great, because the movies are great.
And even Gene Kelly said years later, he says, you know, I don't think I was really too tough on Debbie, and I hope that she can forgive me for, you know, all the things I said.
Yeah, he said he was even surprised she still talked to him
because
he was so mean to her during this movie. let's talk about
Donald O'Connor
a little bit.
Yeah, you know, the other big scene. Oh, there's 2 great scenes, of course. You say Singing in the Rain.
Right.
It's the one scene with Gene Kelly kicking the puddles and, you know, with the umbrella, and the Make 'em Laugh scene with Donald O'Connor. And they had to shoot this. It was all in one take. All in one take. You know, the choreography, all the little bits that had to work in this. And Gene Kelly had seen him as a young dancer do something that he wanted him to repeat in the film. And that was, you know, where he runs up the wall and then does the back somersault and land on his feet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he missed one time. and, you know, landed on his head.
Ouch.
But Donald O'Connor smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day.
Oh, my. What? 4 packs a day?
And, you know, it's lucky he's standing upright, that he could walk.
Yeah.
And, you know, he must have been, like, you know, just lighting the one that's going out with the next cigarette, one. Right? He's just constantly.
Just chain smoking.
You know, like, to do 4 packs a day. And back then, who knows? Maybe it was Camels.
Exactly. You know, it was the 50s. I mean, they didn't know smoking was as bad. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, you had doctors doing ads,
of course,
for cigarette companies. You
that's
know.
Right. 3 out of 4 doctors prefer Marlboro.
So Donald O'Connor, it was so taxing on him to do this number that he had to go and rest for several days in bed.
Or in hospital?
Well, I couldn't clear that up.
Yeah.
But he's in bed no matter what.
Yeah.
And so he comes back to the set to, you know, they're going to finish the film. And they say something happened in the chemical process and we lost the scene.
No.
Can you shoot it again? And he's like, okay. He's a trooper, right?
Yeah, okay, so. Just give me a cigarette break. I'll be right back. Yeah, 4 packs a day. I mean, I'm a former smoker. I quit 12 years ago, but I smoked a half a pack a day.
Yeah.
And on the few days that, you know, you have a couple more, what I would, uh-huh. I just remember, I can't imagine smoking 4 packs a day.
Packs.
That's just insane to me.
He was, you know, he was fairly young when he did this.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a dancer, so he was in pretty good shape other than his lungs.
Right.
But, really, I can't imagine anybody being able to do what he did.
Yeah. When did he have time to act?
I know.
I mean, he's smoking the whole time.
Well, you didn't have to go outside.
Well, that's right. True, and you could just smoke in the movie, really. I mean, that's actually crazy. Lots of smoking, 4 packs a day.
Now they built the set for the Singing in the Rain number outside, so that they could for the water effects. And it was over a couple of days. You know, they had the back lot, and they just pulled a screen over that, and then with a sprinkler system that was specifically made. You know, that they'd used in other films for rain scenes, and it was a lot of that Gene Kelly did in one take.
Wow.
But, you know, it is edited, of course, so, you know, there's breaks in there.
Yeah.
But the Donald O'Connor scene, that is one
continuous
one
take. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole time. Man, yeah. Yeah, I love the Singing in the Rain. I read a little bit about how they did the water and how they did the rain and everything, because, of course, I'm interested in all the behind-the-scenes stuff, because that's what I do. And so that was just really cool to read about and everything.
Well, Debbie Reynolds, you know, this made her such a huge star. And, she enjoyed a great career, of course, you know, died not too long ago.
Yeah, real recent passing.
It's such a horrible, the day after losing her daughter.
Yes, Carrie Fisher dies, and then literally the next day, her mom, Debbie Reynolds, passes away.
Well, they were so close, you know, they lived... their houses were back to back. They shared a backyard.
Yeah.
And,
there is a great documentary, and now I'm completely lost on the name of it, so I apologize for that, but just do a Google search. You'll find it. Great movie, Carrie Fisher documentary, basically talks about her life and her life with her mom, and it's kind of her taking care of her mom a little bit and what they do. And Carrie Fisher was, of course, kind of eccentric and weird and open about it. It's a very good documentary.
We've played a film that's about this too, written by Carrie Fisher, Postcards from the Edge.
Oh, that's okay. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
So there's a documentary that's basically that talks about the making of that film.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Meryl Streep playing the Carrie Fisher part in there. And who is it that plays the mother?
I've forgotten.
The psychic. Gosh. Well, She's in Sweet Charity and, oh boy.
I don't know. Just
think of it.
Let us know.
Yeah, you send it in the comments.
We'll send it in the comments. This is what you guys are forgetting. Here's
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine
plays the Debbie Reynolds part in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these, it must be kind of tough to see your life, you know, with all the warts and everything portrayed on the screen.
Yep.
And not really, you know, written by you or controlled in any way by
right.
you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, this documentary, like I said, it touched a little bit on that, and then it was kind of like their life since that.
Right.
Kind of in Carrie Fisher's, you know, as she was getting older and Debbie was getting older and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, just Google it. I can't remember the name of it. It was a great documentary.
It's a huge auction, too, not long after Debbie Reynolds died, that, you know, all of these, she was a memorabilia collector.
Yes.
So she had all of the costumes from her films, all the major, you know, from like Unsinkable Molly Brown, from Singing in the Rain, gosh, all of her major. And then she collected other memorabilia and memorabilia from her daughter's career.
Career and all the Star Wars and all that stuff, which I'm a huge Star Wars nerd, so we won't go there because that'll take forever. Well, is there anything else we're missing about this movie that we want people to know? It's a great film.
Oh,
you got to tune in.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, you definitely got to tune in. If you have seen it, tune in again because it's good.
It's one of those where, like, if you were flipping channels on cable and it came on, it's like, well, I'm going to sit here. I know I'm going to be here for a little while.
Right.
I'm just going to settle in.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast.
And send us your celebrity photos at P.O. Box 14190, that's Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73113. Or you can email it to us at movieclub@oeta.tv.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. You can preview all upcoming OETA Movie Club films at oeta.tv/OETA-movie-club. And please, send your celebrity photos to P.O. Box 14190, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73113, or you can email them to us at oeta.tv/movie-club. And of course, tune in every Saturday night at 9 and on Fridays at 11. We'll see you on the couch every weekend for a great movie and fresh popcorn.